from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, balloon, whether you're holding the balloon, you're remembering some movie when you watched at school with a kid in a red balloon, you're singing some version of night with 99 balloons, you have balloons on your to-do list, or you say balloons, no thank you. You may say to yourself, when was the last time I rubbed my head on a balloon and stuck it on a wall? I'm just putting it out there for me. Been a while, but not an incredibly, good question, Scoots. Sometimes my brain comes up with, I was just stumped. I said, I can remember doing it definitely last 10 years, probably last 5 years. I think last 3 years. Also, here, is there a term for when, I know I'm supposed to be opening a sleep podcast, so if you're new, you're like, holy cow. But who, don't, you know, dreamily raise your hand if you can relate to the thing. I did invent the term spree fever. I don't like to brag, but there's got to be a term for when you blow up too many balloons, because it's like in the lower right section, you're like cheek adjacent, your jaw adjacent cheek, and you know, makes them move up towards your lower ear where you get tired. That's the only time that part of my, I've ever been in touch. How come there's not any mindfulness about that? Balloon cheek jaw. You'd have to call it that. Balloon jaw cheek. Balloon cheek jaw. I got a case of balloon cheek jaw. I need a mindfulness technique. No, I don't, because I'm only, well, I mean, I guess that part of your body says, hey, what do I got to do other than have you blow up balloons? And now you got one of those things that the balloon sculptors make. Please blow up some balloons. I just want a little bit of attention once a decade. And then my hair says, hey, electrify me, man. I need to be, I don't know if I'm conducting static electricity or creating it. But once a decade, I desire to have a balloon rubbed on my head. Maybe try a conditioner the night before. Maybe not. I don't know. You may be saying, what in the name of static electricity, balloon, and what kind of balloon inflation is going on? Well, welcome to Sleep With Me. It's a podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We start off with a little bit of higher energy because I'm so glad you're here. This is a show where I'm supposed to welcome you in at first and kind of, if you're new, obviously, slowly win your trust. It does take a few episodes for me to get your trust and for the podcast to work, it just for most people, because it is so different. But I'm glad you're here. I'm really here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff, to cut through the loneliness of the deep, dark night and welcome you into a place where you say, hey, if we can feel seen, I can check this area out. It's a little bit silly. So structure of the show coming up, we got support, so you can listen to the show for free if you want, twice a week. And that's how the majority of people like doing it. They just hit press play, and then we'll talk more about people's routines and stuff. Then there's a long meandering intro. That's where I'll talk about that. I'll probably talk more about this balloon ear jaw. Balloon cheek jaw, balloon, what did I say? Balloon cheek jaw, balloon cheek jaw, jaw ear. That's too long. Maybe I'll figure it out in the intro, because this is only, these welcome messages, they've gotten a little bit longer, because that's one of my biggest jobs, to make you feel welcome, and not even in a way where you have to come in and inflate balloons. You say, I just might check it out. Okay, so then there's a long meandering intro. That actually is made to ease you into bedtime. That's about 15, 20 minutes long. And then there's this, then there'll be sport, and then there's a bedtime story. Tonight, I believe, because balloons are on my mind, that'll be our coverage of last year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We've been doing it a year behind because, maybe I'll explain it during the episode. It's a little bit easier, a little bit more palatable for me to do past year's Macy's parade because it's pretty long, man. But don't worry, it'll be long and sleepy. It won't be as long as the parade. I don't know. I haven't recorded it yet, though. So welcome. If you're new, just give the show a few tries, see how it goes. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so you can fall asleep And these sponsors are how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping Beauty Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleeping Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleeping Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. These are like those of you that love listening to this ad-supported version for free linearly. I know you're thankful for the people that are able to support the sponsors so we could keep doing this. So we celebrate them here because not only do they support the sponsors, they let the sponsors know about it. They post on social media. That really, really helps us keep sponsors, find new sponsors, and keep the show coming out for you for free. So I wanted to thank Kate, who got a Helix Plus. Let Helix know about it. Let me know about it. Kate was excited too. So fun. Because like all these sponsors, it's stuff I use on a regular basis. So I'm so happy that Kate's got that mattress. And thank you, Kate, for letting me know about it. If you want to be like Kate and get on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, support a sponsor, even a free trial. Check it out and let me know about it. Let them know about it. Fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thank you, Kate. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you get in the support you need right now. If you're in need of extra resources, there's links to those resources in the show notes, including international resources you can connect with right now. And it's about being part of our communities, being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine. And people have been asking about my wish list. You know, the organizations we've been supporting over the past year, including my own personal support, is Hand in Hand, the Midnight Mission. Midnight Mission also has an Amazon wish list, and the Trevor Project. So if you want to support one of those organizations, that would be a gift to me, but it'll also be a gift to you and a gift to our communities that we're a part of. So be a part of positive change. Feel how good it feels to take action, and use the links to those organizations in our show notes. And that's it. What do you say? Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out in this show. Holy mackerel. I couldn't do this alone. Mystery Bard?
Chris Posty Poster, some sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, runner, runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, get your sleep phones. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones is the only way to get Sleep With Me branded sleep phones. Only way we get credit. Most comfortable way to listen to Sleep With Me. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, or trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. What we're going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind, thoughts about the past, the present, the future. You're thinking thoughts. It could be feelings, anything coming up for you emotionally that you're feeling, or feelings that are just there, or, you know, feelings. The thoughts and feelings. I've got more than a few of those every single second. I don't know if those are dendrites, what those dendrites are up to, but I'm not trying to point any fingers. You see, they're already like, it's the axions or whatever, Scoots, which you don't have enough of. And I say, okay, holy dendrite, the dendrite, and, you know, don't worry. I'm not trying to create a division between my dendrites and my axons or whatever. Axions, I don't know. I don't know why dendrites even popped in my brain. Did my dendrites make dendrites pop in my brain? I mean, metaphorically this time. Please don't do any dendrites. If you are in my brain, please don't do any, popping. Holy cow. So thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. You could have, you know, your schedule could have changed. You could have a unique work schedule. You could have visitors. You could be going somewhere. Could just be seasonal. Or, you know, you could be dealing with something, or like a lot of people who regularly listen to the show, ongoing sleep, just an ongoing relationship with sleep. And that's where I fit in. You don't even have to fit into any of those or all of them. The only reason I list them is to let you know two things. The most important things you'll hear on this podcast, other than that you're welcome here, is that the reason I go through all this stuff is so you know you're not alone, or you don't, like, even if you feel alone, maybe we could also balance that out with the feeling, hey, there are other people listening right now who have either gone through what you're going through or can relate to how it feels. Right now, someone else is listening who can relate to how it feels for you in the deep, dark night. Even if I can't, but I probably can at least relate to one or two of those feelings. And that's just important because that's where the deep, dark night gets the most intense, especially as it drags on for me. And I hear from people all the time. And it's important for me to point that out. Even though this is digital, even though it's a pseudo, and I'm recording this podcast and you're hearing it, there's someone else listening right now who can relate to how you feel. And if they're a regular listener, they're saying, yeah, I know how it feels. I'm so glad you're here. I really hope this podcast can help you. Just like Scoot says, they're saying that right now. They're leaning in. Because the other thing that's true about this show is you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve the rest you need so your life is manageable. And ideally that you start getting the rest you need on a regular basis so you could flourish. That is important. It's important to me. That's why I made the show for 12 years through ups and downs, because that's important, because I know exactly how it feels and I've been there. And there's some other part of it. Get the sleep you need. And also so you don't have to have a bedtime you could dread. A bedtime you could look forward to or feel neutral about, even if this podcast can't provide it. That's why I have a website set up, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. And you could check that website out and you could see, hey, there's other sleep podcasts and sleepy audio on there. And you could see how one of those works if this show doesn't work for you. But give the show a few tries. It's just what most regular listeners who have supported the show, like people that support the show, like a significant level, $20 a month, they've done it for years because the show means so much to them. At first, they loathed this podcast or they were so confused by it just because it is very different. And some of the things that make it different is, one, I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. So my voice is different than probably what you would expect at a sleep podcast voice to be. I have pointless meanders and superfluous tangents, which means I just think differently. I mean, a lot of people that listen to the show think similar to me, but my brain doesn't like function in a purely linear way. I don't even know like what a dendrite, I'm not kidding, or accent. I'm not even sure. I know I'm not saying accent right. Because I can feel the sensation of my accents rolling their eyes with the correct name. And they say, once again, look at all we do. They're like holding their arms up to the dendrites. And I'm saying, which one of you looks like tree roots? Is that all of you? Like, I'm looking at a visual, you know, I feel like I'm at a science museum looking at a visualization in the IMAX dome. But, and, you know, there's like all sorts of lights and flashing and stuff. The old Hollywood dendrites, man, they've been the old, that's like the version, like when a mitochondria is right up their things. They have like jealousy or FOMO. They're like, oh yeah. Instead of Hollywood, they say science museum, those science museum dendrites, don't go to a party they're at. They think they want everybody to come talk to them. And the science, you know, the science museum dendrites are like, we're just misunderstood. We're shy. Anyway, there's a little, don't know where that came from. Probably my dendrites or my axons, maybe. Axions? I don't know what it is. Okay, so show is very different. Oh, send my voice. Oh, what's different about the show? Give us more good news. Your podcast is difficult to listen to at first. It's very different. Doesn't work the first few times because it's so strange. Also, it's a podcast you don't really listen to. You just kind of barely listen, like a calming voice or presence or television or family or people talking in the other room or something, you know, like a friend. Like if you were to call a friend and say, hey, just talk to me, I can't sleep, but I'm not going to pay attention and you'll have to, whatever, you'll have to disconnect. And that's what the show is. You just, I'm on call in that sense. So that's I have no idea. My mind just blanked. There you go. Don't mess with your whatever. Don't passively aggressively joke about stuff up there. Okay, so I have no idea. Literally, I'm getting, this is like live karma with jokes about accents and dendrites. Oh, this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It's just kind of elevated background noise. So you can listen as you become a regular listener. You say, oh, okay, I kind of listen until I fall asleep, or I barely pay attention, or some people lower me to a mumble. This is also a podcast that does not put you to sleep. There is no pressure to fall asleep on this show. That's why the episodes are over an hour. That's why the episodes are structured the way they're structured. That's why we work so hard to keep 600 episodes in the ad-supported feed so you can listen to them whenever you want. So that's what, I don't know. It's just important because there's no pressure to fall asleep. There's people who listen to the show who can't sleep at all. And I'm here for you and for them to the very end. And there's people who listen who need a break during the day. So this is a podcast that doesn't really put you to sleep. I take your mind off stuff and keep you company and then you fall asleep. It's one of those weird, things where you loosen the knots and it just works or whatever for the people it works for. And I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your neighbor, your boar bee, your boars, your boar bud, your boar bruh, your boyfriend. I'm here to keep you company and while you drift off. Other things you need to know about the show, like if you're skeptical or doubtful, that's pretty normal. Or if you like don't like the show, or don't like me, just give it a few tries and see if that changes. And then you sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. And I have no ulterior motive in that. Like the people that don't like the show, the reason I created the no thank you was to help you fall asleep. But I just get so many emails from people that say, yeah, I really strongly disliked the show at first, but it was just because it was so different than my expectations. So just give it a few tries and see how it goes, and you got nothing to lose, and then go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Or if you already know, you could go there right now. So, if you're skeptical. Oh, structure of the show also throws people off. So the show's structured in a very specific way, and this is what I found through a lot of feedback. It benefits the most people, in the majority of people listen in one way, but that doesn't mean you can't find your own way to listen to the show. There's a lot of different ways to listen, but the show's structured so that it can be adjustable, but to benefit the most amount of people, because that's really the key about the show, that there's somebody listening right now who knows how it feels for you in the deep, dark night. And you know how it feels for some other people in the deep, dark night. And so making the show available to the most amount of people and people spreading the word about the show is what keeps that going. So the show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls, so you feel seen and welcomed in. Then there's sponsor support. So the show could be free, or paying for it can be optional. So if the support, if you say, oh, I don't like that it has ads, you could support the show directly if you prefer that. Then there's a long meandering intro, which is separate from the support, which is meant to ease you into bedtime. And again, this is just what works for the most amount of people. 2% of people skip the intro because it doesn't work for them. Some people pay so they can get story-only episodes as a subscriber. And a small percentage of people fall asleep during the intro. But for most people, the intro is designed to ease you into bedtime and give you a buffer between being awake and asleep. And what works from a lot of people I've heard from is like doing a wind-down activity or getting ready for bed while you're listening to the intro. But you could be in bed getting comfortable. But the intro is meant for most people, or not even meant, it's just the way the show is used by the most people, is that it's a part of the wind down routine. Then again, there's support, so the show could be free, paying for it's optional. And yeah, the reality is that's just how it works. And that, most of our sponsors are direct response, meaning they're paying to see kind of, hey, how many people heard this and how many people ended up supporting the show. Just the reality of making the show free for everybody. And that's how most people like to listen to the podcast. But if it doesn't work for you, you also have options. And then there's the bedtime story. So it'll be our coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade from 2023. What year is it? No, 2022. I'm not kidding. There you go. Another case of dendrite-related karma. So that's the structure of the show. And so, yeah, most people drift off. And honestly, like most people set a timer for 60 minutes or let the episode play to the end. Then some people set a sleep timer for 45 minutes. And then, yeah, small percentage of people start the show at 20 minutes or 25 minutes or 30 minutes. About less than 1% of each of those. But, yeah, kind of see how it goes, what works for you. But for most people, it either works to support the show directly, and then there's a bunch of different ways you can listen that way, or to just listen linearly and see how it goes, do your bedtime routine and wind down. And that's another thing we're all part of. Like, however you're doing your wind down routine, or you're getting ready for bed, or you're in bed so cozy, and maybe you're even sleeping and we're so happy for you, we're doing that together too. In a sense, together alone, that's kind of sleep or alone together. That's like the motto, not the motto of sleep. I mean, we have so many mottos. We don't have them. Like always going nowhere, always never getting started. Many other things I've forgotten. That's all probably a motto too. So I think that's it. I think that's everything I have to cover in the intro. So I'm so glad you're here. I work really hard. So do a bunch of other people, because we yearn and strive to help you fall asleep. It's really an honor, because I know how it feels and because it's important. And because I can't do it alone, but I get to not do it alone. That's the irony. I can't do it alone without the people that take an extra step to support the show. I don't have to do it alone. But I get to not do it alone, because we get to do it together. Even if you're listening passively, we're doing this together. So I'm so glad to be a part of this with all of you. And I really hope, and I yearn, I shiver, I really hope it can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways we're able to do this for free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here. This is our coverage of last year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. A little something new. We started, was it last year? We did 2013, I guess. And I said, what if we just do the parade from the year before going forward? That way I can watch it a few times and, like a little bit calmer production process and a little bit more timely. So we're going to see how this goes. Well, it's our second year doing it. So, and it was delightful. And apparently I hadn't seen the parade because it was all news to me. And then I forgot that I honestly, even though I'm watching this in September and recording this in September, I totally forgot that it was, last year and it wasn't Thanksgiving. So I said, oh boy, I got to check the turkey. Excuse me. I didn't say that because I'm not in charge of that normally. But the parade opens with balloons, music, and Leah Michelle. But what was ironic about this for me was that my daughter was watching an episode of Glee about five, it was, maybe it was on the weekend. And Leah Michelle started singing a song from Funny Girl. And I said, wait a second. I said, is that like a Glee reunion or something? So I don't know. So spoiler. First, the NBC thing goes. Then we see two Macy's balloons. Then we scroll down. And Leah Michelle turns towards the camera and is singing some parade song. I don't even know how it's, portions are pre-recorded. This one, she's on the parade route, no green screen. Then the cast joins her. Don't Rain on My Parade is the song from Funny Girl. Oh, there's one of the Dragon Ball balls. Now I'm watching it on mute. I thought there was, let me see if there's closed captioning. Not on this video. I used two different video recordings of this show because I don't have a cable or a DVR or anything. And this one has all the commercials, which we will skip. But the other one had the commercials taken out, but also was missed. There was some glitches. So I said, okay, I got to do this right, man. And actually, the first commercial that comes up on the YouTube version I'm watching, not a YouTube commercial, a broadcast commercial, is someone from the podcast that makes a sound, I'm pretty sure, which is so cool. But, so Leah Michelle's singing, they're at the turkey float, there's marching bands, there's drums, there's cheerleaders, there's pom-poms, they're working the way, and also the camera's going rolling backwards. So they're having to parade while performing. Now going towards the camera down the middle. In my opinion, for me, I'm not exactly the most adept person at moving. But yeah, she's going towards the camera. Rest of the cast is going in alongside. And at some point there's a wipe, or something. Oh, now everybody's more cheerleaders. Now they're splitting up. Cast went off down the side of the Macy's parade sign. And Don't Rain on My Parade. And then there's confetti. Then we scroll down to the main stage, the center stage of the parade in front of Macy's. And they do a cut. And then the cast starts dancing. Leah Michelle singing. And, wow, great. So I don't know how they did that, if they filmed it earlier in the morning or maybe it was filmed live and they rushed them over, but I don't know. It's cool. But it's just wild that I saw the Glee version of the song. And the Glee version did not go well as part of an audition gone awry. Yeah, they're Don't Rain on My Parade. You see some audience. A lot of the cast is dancing. What else I got? Tough, camera work and walking for me. Lip syncing, no, live, I put. A lot of confetti at the end. Oh, there's people. A lot of people, 3 hours is a long time to be on camera if you're an audience member. Then Hoda and Samantha come out. They have a nice contrast. Hoda's got this popping, beautiful yellow coat, but with a cream scarf, and then Samantha's all in cream, black turtleneck, and they both have cream-colored gloves. This is important stuff to me, and they're talking, but I have closed captioning. Frozen Pros, cast catches breath. Oh, yeah, so they were great at being frozen, like, because the cast members, Hoda and Samantha, introduce the entire, you know, they do the entire thing. And the cast has to be there smiling, catching their breaths. Yellow pops. Okay, that's correct. Oh, side eye lady in the crowd. I didn't realize I labeled her. Yeah, so there's a lady doing side eye, really, because they don't know. Now we get the shot of the crowd, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And this is going to be interesting, though, because this, unfortunately, this app does not have the ability. Well, we'll see what happens when I hit forward. It doesn't have the 30-second jump button. But right now they're introducing everybody that's going to be in the parade. Did that go? Oh, that went 4 seconds. Okay. Oh, there's Scooter. And the Muppets. Wait, did I go? Oh, I went to another parade. So that didn't work. That's 20. So Scooter was in another parade. All right. So I am going to have to figure out how I'm going to skip commercials here. There we go. Okay. There's enough commercials that I can just scrub the timeline. Okay, so we have 27th parade. Let's get this party started. Preview. Then Santa Claus and a secret guest. My favorite holiday song from 2022. Even though it's a little bit of a not friendly to Mariah song. Thank you, Mariah. Two pumpkins in the air when we come back. Samantha and Hoda. 27th parade with Al. But Al can't be there. Or their 27th parade, I don't know. But Al can't be there this year. And I put here a side note, I hope Butter is hanging out with Al. And Butter's kind of the highlight of the parade. I think I explained it in the intro. Okay, then, oh my gosh, you got to watch this parade, actually. Do yourself a favor. Because then we go to 8 minutes and 37 seconds. And this felt like this was the most relatable moment for a president. I don't know what the internet was saying about this, but this was so relatable. And I think probably like 95% of people could relate to this phone call, which I always thought they did a recording. Maybe this was the year or the year before where I was like, they don't record these calls. Like, it's not fake. It's real. But it's like, it's exactly like we're calling your parents or when they call you by accident or they called you or you had a scheduled time because the president and his wife have answered the phone or someone there has answered the phone, but they're having a discussion unrelated to the call. And the reporter's like, Mr. President, are you there? And you can kind of clearly at one point hear them. It's nothing embarrassing. They're just like, okay, what time? Okay, what do we got to do after this? I mean, something like that, you know, okay, and then we'll go there. So it's just such a relatable moment because Dylan is like, Mr. President, are you there? But she's in such a tight position because she knows they're there. I mean, maybe she doesn't because I don't know what the producers are saying, but I'm assuming they're saying the president's there, but be polite, please. I mean, she probably already knew that. Because, I mean, from her position, she's on the streets of New York. So, wonderful job by Dylan filling in for Al. Gives the love to Al. They talk about the community. Oh, maybe this isn't it. I guess I spoiled it. I don't think this is this moment. We see Mario and Gia Francesca on the turkey, leading the charge. Oh, Anna Gasteyer first is talking about a new show. NBC's American Auto. But Mario Lopez and his daughter Gia are on a turkey. They have real, like, the quality of the mics, like, as someone that makes, audio, like, I cannot believe the sound they're getting from Mario and his daughter. I mean, obviously they have a huge budget and stuff and professional equipment, but still, I mean, they are on the back of a turkey. They have two mics. The turkey is moving in the middle of New York City. And they're both, they did a great job. And I think it was, I thought it was nice. 25 years, so clear. Then we get The Lion King. That's like only on NBC. I don't know what that means. 25 years, like The Lion King's been going. 112 million people, most successful musical of all time. And great camera work, by the way. And then, you know, we get to The Lion King, the Broadway version of Lion King, as I haven't seen it, but it it's absolutely amazing as far as the songs. You know, you see a lot of it, the puppetry, the dancing, the, like, I don't think costumes is the right thing, the wardrobes, so watching it on mute, it's actually cool because right now the zebras are dancing, a bird is dancing, storytellers are dancing, there's gazelles, and here comes an elephant. So I don't know, absolutely amazing. There's a couple people that were ready for the camera to be on them. Rhino, another flock of birds. Families holding one another, watching. So a lot of kids getting good cameos on this part, watching The Lion King. Oh, there's kites. Hi from Texas, somebody says. What else I got here? Kites, floats, kids love it. Great pencil on stilts. I don't think that's correct, but, oh, there's pencils on stilts after this. Oh yeah, there is. There's a pencil on stilts waving. So yeah, we do have that. Okay. Then we come back, to the parade. We have, Karamo, getting interviewed about, their new show. Then we go back to Samantha and Hoda and they're just talking. And the next play up is Some Like It Hot. This is a new musical. And they're singing Just a Taste, Spicy. Or maybe that's what Samantha and Hoda say. Just a taste of the musical that's spicy. I don't know. And there's like tap dancing. This is another mind boggler for me because they're lip sync tap dancing, right? And I guess they're professionals, but it's like, even if you're a professional, to me, that would seem incredibly difficult. Like I say, how did they do that? That's my question. Then we get a tease from Mariah coming up, who has a new book. This is when we get the Dylan behind the scenes. I don't know what that means, but... This is when the call for the president comes in and I just put, yeah, it's really like calling your parents. And at least the president asked about Al and Dr. Biden was on there. So I thought it was really cool. And I think it was really, well, I guess it was live, but, I don't know. I think it was a cool moment because it was real. Then we see Mario and Gia on Sixth Ave. Also, I don't think I have it here, but, it was one point, like, I think one of the people from Mario and Gia's float, Bird's Eye View. Oh, Mario makes a great pun, Bird's Eye View, literally. So that's cool. Yeah, Mario gets a good pun. I mean, that's why you need writers, by the way. That's why you got to pay writers for this stuff. Not me, but, I mean, maybe it was improv. I mean, I guess, like, but I think, like, you know, even parades need writers. Then we get Jake Lacy. Oh, wait, so I'm already ahead of the thing, aren't I? I guess. So now we have people trying to keep up. Samantha and Hoda. They're setting up something else. And don't worry, we'll have our guests on once we get through the... I like to do the Broadway part. So Samantha and Hoda, this is a pretty long talk. I don't know what, I didn't write down very much about what they're talking. Oh, they're doing the tease for Mariah. Yeah, the Christmas Princess. Okay, then we have the presidential call. Let's just see how long it is. 25:50. Okay, it's over by 4 minutes. Then we get Gio, and then we go to commercial. Mario and Geo. Then we get Jake Lacy. If you're a fan of White Lotus, you'll know who Jake Lacy is. And Jake's got a new show. And great instruction on how to be comfortable with your body and look good on camera, I think. I wouldn't be able to pull this off, like, but Jake does a great job of, like, looking put together like an actor would, and being able to walk and do an interview naturally, but, like, in your best possible, I don't know, he's got his hand in his pocket. I think that says for design. Pulls his hand out to make a point, that pulls his hand out again to make a point, puts it back in his pocket. For me, I'd be like overthinking all that. I'm overthinking it's not even my hands, you know? Okay, then we're back to Samantha and Hoda. And we've got the Neil Diamond Beautiful Noise musical. And what did I say? Diamond studded classic lead. I don't know what that means. Dancing, pom-poms. Dancing's really good. The lead is great. The Neil Diamond person playing the Neil Diamond character. We have talked about Super Diamond before. I used to go see them a lot. They do a medley of Neil Diamond songs where at one point there's pom-poms, Hoda, Samantha, and then even Andy Cohen are singing along to like Sweet Caroline when you do the audience participation part. And they all are singing. It's like, does NBC have the rights to this musical? Like, honestly, like, are they like one of the, I don't know. I don't know if they had a spot for the live, if they still do those live musicals anymore. I don't know. I feel like I heard Carrie Underwood getting interviewed in the last 2 years about it coming up. But maybe it was like on, it was 2013's actual parade. I think it was. So I'm behind the times. But yeah, now the pom-poms are singing, people are waving. Oh, Hoda, like, man, Hoda really brings it. There's Andy Cohen, there's other people, and they're doing a lot of cuts. So everybody's really great direction, man. Holy cow. I mean, for the directors, because they're using all their cameras. And that comes to a conclusion. And what do we got here? Then we go to commercial. Then we have Mario and Gia having fun. Oh, this is when they do it. So then there's a rocket on their float. Because then later she appears in the Rockettes' performance. There's the Rockettes' performance. But let me just rewind here. I don't know why I can't get a app, like a... Really having that, is that an app setting? I don't think it is, like to have the 30-second scrub. No, it's not an option. Okay, so we got Mario and Gia. Turkey, I love the kinetic motion of the turkey. They're really having fun. And they're staying warm. It looks like a perfect day. It's not too cold. Definitely no precipitation. Okay, so then we get the Rockettes coming up here. They do a performance. New York at Christmas is the name of the number they're doing. And then at 48:02, which we're still 5 minutes off of right now, as the Rockettes perform, that's when the parade technically begins. But right now, Rockettes are dancing. And I wonder if that's just paint or if it's, I guess it's got to be just paint on the road, because if it was a, maybe it's not, maybe it's some sort of vinyl or, maybe it's wood. I see a seam, but that could be, oh no, that's my crack on my screen. A lot of cracks in this podcast. This is one of my iPads I use, utility iPad. Okay, but there's dancing going on. They're doing the Rockettes leg kick. Nice alternation of, instead of what, like there's green and red, wardrobe, but, they go in twos, except at the end is a one. That'd be a lot of math. Like we say, well, yeah, how when am I going to use math in my job? You say, well, when you have to figure out the like how you're going to align the rockets, probably need some math there. Really? I didn't know I would. Thank goodness you told me. Thank goodness I studied for that test then of whatever. I don't know, sequential stuff. Okay, there's Al. We're getting a Today Show promo and then the camera. Really short ribbon. Oh, so the person holding the ribbon on the left was on Mario and Gia's float. We had Jeff Gwinnett, CEO of Macy's. Now, this was a really tough one. I mean, this time Jeff kind of won me over, not because there was an echo. And I know as a podcaster, there was a delayed echo on his and Hoda's mics. And Jeff had a speech memorized, but the difficulty, even with a memorized speech against like that kind of echo for a non, I mean, that was a pro move by Jeff, man, because that's like the kind of thing, like I couldn't even do it. So he really does well. He gives his whole speech. You could tell, like, just because I'd work in audio, but that it affected him. But he was able to focus. Maybe he's reading off a teleprompter, but that's fine. And he cuts a ribbon, and there's a lot of confetti. Parade begins, and first through is the Macy's, all the Macy's autumnal people, autumnal cheerleaders, and then they Mario Lopez and family. Yeah, I mean, that's an honor. Then Mario and Gia go by. There's two other kids on the front of the float. I mean, I don't want to say anything, but I think we know who Mario loves. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding to the kids on the front of the float. They're waving down at people. I think they even try to get a hold of him, but he can't. Mario and Gia can't hear them. Next up is Missouri marching band, Mizzou. Family banner. They say they're singing "All I Want to Do" from Sheryl Crow, right? And that's the University of Missouri. Sounded great. Then they do an interview with TV personality. That's what they call him, Andy Cohen. And one of his children is he's a very big fan of Olaf. I don't know. Andy's so excited. Like, that's like my favorite in New Year's Eve. I don't even know if they still do it. I know, like, maybe they don't do it anymore, but where he would give Anderson Cooper a hard time. Then after that is trying to do this, make it work. Is that what happens right after? Well, also a fan of Snoopy. Some Like It Hot blew my mind. And to thank Snoopy and Andy. What time is Olaf? Love you, Al. And now I got Bernie the Butterfly here with the float. Yeah, hello, everybody. Bernie the Butterfly here. I'm here talking floats and balloons, and the first up is this, and I've talked about it before. Nice to meet you. I'm a butterfly. I have a strong feelings about human beings. I'm a fan of boy bands. Not a lot of boy bands in here, but some that made me happy. By the way, Scooter, can I change up my job and just talk about the bands? Okay, Scooter gave me a nod. Oh, so I guess I'll stick it out here. So we got the Golly Green Giant and Sprouts. Young Corn Loving Corn Kid. That's what they call the next performer, who's Jordan Davis. And he does pretty good. Let's watch a few minutes of Jordan Davis here. He's got Leia's in his outfit. I don't know if that makes you sweat or not. He has an earring. He can hear when you on mute, it looks like he's actually singing. I mean, I'm sure he is. There's dancing flowers and corn. He's doing a good use of the stage, he's pretty good. And I believe it was a country song about, you know, how great things are, you know, or Love Lost or Love Found. I don't know exactly. Then we've got Mikey. Well, hello, everyone. My name's Mikey. The first balloon of the parade, officially, is Funko Grogu. But we know Grogu around these parts as Baby Oso. But this is a toy version of a fictional figure. Well, by the way, you could call me Your Grace. I used to be called Tommen. Once upon a time, I was a boy named Tommen. And Scooter's telling me not to go on a tangent, but that's just what I do, Scooter. Once I was known as a boy named Tommen, then I lived in another world. I don't know if you know this. That's why I wanted to talk. That was my, Bernie, I'm learning your accents. But so I was a boy. I lived in another world, Westeros. And apparently people tell me this world is fictional and that I don't exist and that's impossible. But, you know, those are just people that Scooter tells that to impress them. And I say, oh, it's just Scooter. He's trying to impress you. My name's Mikey, not Tom. And sometimes, you know, Scooter's like, sometimes he, especially with in Trader Joe's, he says, this is Tom. Have you seen Game of Thrones? No, I don't. Are you familiar with Game? No. Well, this is Tommen. He was briefly the king in Game of Thrones in Westeros. And I say, oh no, Scooter's. I'm not a fictional being. I'm real. I'm a real boy. Now, I was not always a real boy. I have that to thank Scooter for. Apparently, I was a fictional boy. And what happened was Scooter knew my fate and changed my fate. Now some. Particularly one particular fan of the Jets said that Scooter, you know, violated all principles of fiction, time, and space because Scooter has access to a machine called the Fantasy Fan Fiction Machine or something. It's powered by his ruining of something. He took that machine and I jumped into it with my cat and best friend, Sapounce. Say hello, Sapounce. Meow. Yes, that's Sapounce, my best friend. Yes, my best friend, my cat is king, well, royal. Go ahead, Sir Pounce, you could say yes. Sir Pounce would like to, I would like to see Sir Pounce ride on one of these balloons and also pop it. I mean, I'm just being clear about my, Scooter took me, I jumped into his machine, I didn't know it was there. And then I said, what's this? And Scooter said, don't worry about it, you'll be better off. It took me a while because I was a big fan of my mother, but I've grown out realizing that was fictional. Like, and I have my best friend, Sapounce, meow, and Scooter. We live with Ray, who's Scooter's neighbor, and also, now he couldn't be here today. But the Gregor, he's feeling a little blue. That's the balloon. Baby Oso, the balloon goes by 37 feet, some as long as many telephone poles, new merchandise coming out soon. Then something about Jim Henderson, Scooter. They call Jim Henson Jim Henderson. Oh, there's balloons. So this is live, Scooter. We see the Fraggles. I love these Fraggles. I would like to rub the hair against my face. But we see Traveling Matt. I guess there's a new Fraggle special, Scooter. Matt's microphone is a potato. Then Bluey. These are commercials. Bluey and Snoopy. But I'll give it back to you, Bernie, because this is Bernie the butterfly here. Thanks. I also like Tom, and so next up we got Paula Abdul. That first they talk about NFTs, that's already over. Then we got the Golden Genio Turkey. It tips its cap, and the St. John's dance team. Shout out to St. John's, and they also are doing lip sync tap dancing. There's a ladder, a golden ladder. And I said, what are they going to use that ladder for? The dancing is great. Paula Abdul is, by the way, Scooter said Flavor Flav is in the background. He put Yeah, there he is. There he is. I didn't know he's a Milwaukee Bucks fan. But now that we're recording this, he must be really happy because one of our favorite people from Oakland is now on the Milwaukee Bucks. But anyway, so that was like, and they did use a ladder, but we were so distracted by Flavor Flav. Then there's a big block of cheese and Greg the Wimpy Kid. Oh, go ahead, Tom. Oh, yes, it's he's pointing and jumping or crouching in a position. It's a 50-pound or 500-pound slice of cheese. This is the third Greg balloon that's been in the parade, and Hoda loves it. She's laughing. Then we have a marching band from Bobcat Benedict College, not Bobcat College Scooter, the South Carolina Tigers. And they do a melody of favorites. They have dancing too. They have flag wavers. Oh boy, they are going. I like it when, they have another, those are the leaders of the marching band, Scooter. Then Poppin' Fresh comes up, who is a balloon celebrating flowered goods. For Scooter's world, your world, I guess. He's a doughboy, dough's rising. So that's exciting. And then we have the first people, and they are they are on a float with a beautiful tree that symbolizes peace, unity, and gratitude. And then there's a commercial after that, of course. Let's see, after the commercial is, next up is the Boss Baby. First there's, Macy's, Chia Team, but that didn't, in the Kilgore something. Silence, it was Scooter, we gotta rewind it, Scooter, because, this is, we're doing our best here, but, it's just that, there's certain things that make it. Okay, so there's the, is that the Macy's cheer team, Scooter, you're saying? Or the All-Star cheer team? So there's cheerleaders dressed with, those are the Kilgore Rangerettes. I don't think they have anything to do with Macy's. So they do a number. Then there's Silent Steel Thunder. But then Boss Baby, who is a holiday episode. Funny story, Mistletoe for Elf versus... Oh, so it's a funny story about how Boss Baby goes against Santa. Boss Baby's finger moves. He's also pointing. A lot of pointing balloons. Boss Baby could use just a little more air. And his eyes look like... he could use his eyes. He looks like he has not got enough sleep. But he goes against Santa Claus. I wouldn't like to see that. A Santa Claus's twin. I think it's Santa Claus's twin, Scooter. Then we have another band. This is the Delphines Marching Band. Delphines. And a little bit of mariachi feel to this one. Along with some great dancing. And... a person walking backwards playing the drum. That would be difficult. Holy moly. And then another float, another balloon, Ada. Ada the scientist comes floating through. Ada could use a little bit more air, too. I'd say fill up Ada a little more, please. Ada has a pencil behind her ear. And... Ada needs more New York life, story of the stages of life. Take it away, Bernie. Yeah, this is Bernie the Butterfly here. We got stages of life flow from New York life. Got people dressed as paper dolls. And we get a beautiful number by Dionne Warwick. Where that's what friends are for. What the world needs now, though, Scooter, it's not that's what friends are for. With Scooter, just assume that, but it's what the world needs now, which is love, sweet love. But you could also have friends. There's also a band singing along. The audience sings along. But the thing is, they cut her off. I said, you cut off, they just cut off Dionne Warwick there? What in the? So they were trying to stay on time, but I said, you didn't just cut off Dionne Warwick, did you? Then we have Blue's Clues. What do we got here? This is almost like a boy band. Let's see. This Josh De La Cruz singing for Blue's Clues. It's 45 Degrees. All three hosts are in the next movie or something. And great dancing. Then Olympians go by. Then the Big Apple Circus is 44th season. That's where we see the giant pencils on stilts. What do we got? Yeah, there's the circus walks by. They had to walk the whole parade. Oh, the pencils are not related to the circus. They're with Bad Bunny's float, which Bad Bunny's float has is cool because it's not a. Oh, sorry. Oh, I'll take it. Okay, thanks, Mikey. Bad Bunny's float has is animated, so it has moving arms and legs, and it looks really cool. I don't know. It's not high in the air. It's one of those ones on the ground. Feel deeply. Cool arms. Air is sweet. Where's the air sweet? When Sesame Street is singing to me, and they sing the best Christmas ever, and it's a full cast, nearly full cast performance. You got Big Bird. You got Elmo. You got a bunch of people. I don't know. Like, I don't even know because Scooter keeps saying we're going to watch Plaza Sesamo. Scooter, is that what we're going to watch? Which is in Spanish. Scooter said we're going to. Cookie friend, Bert and Ernie. There's Snow Person. And, yeah, and there's humans even. They tolerate humans, not me. If I was on Sesame Street, oh, I guess they already have Oscar. That's why they haven't invited me, because they already have Oscar the Grouch. Go ahead, Mikey. Oh, yes, so next up is Chase from Paw Patrol. 10th year for Chase. The next special sounds like an episode of Sleep With Me. No job too small. No pup, no dog. Oh, 10th year. Oh, like 10th year anniversary. Sleep With Me. Thanks, Scooter. Then we have the NYPD band. There's 66 musicians. They're playing Bon Jovi. I say, wouldn't that be the New Jersey band? But it's a joke Scooter wrote. I don't understand. Oh, Bon Jovi's from New Jersey. Okay, thank you, Scooter. No pup too small. But, yeah, no joke, too bad for Scooter. Next up, we have a Slumberland float, Scooter. And this is the Ballet Hispanico School of Dance. There's also characters from the Slumberland. One person looks a bit like a combination of the Cat and the Hat. Oh, no, the Cheshire Cat and the Mad Hatter. So I don't understand what Slumberland is. It sounds like, you know, corporate people love to say, well, we do Sleep With Me, but better. But I think this is just a special. Oh, then is Red Titan, a.k.a. Ryan, 1 billion views. This balloon also a little underinflated, maybe because of the weather. I don't know, but or maybe they just don't overinflate. I don't understand it, but... Ryan is not pointing but flying. Then they rush a band. So a marching band has to run very, very fast. Texas, from Austin, Texas. This is the parade debut, 1812 Overture. There's also matching confetti for this band, which I said, wow, that's good confetti coordination, that they coordinated the confetti. And also Hoda said, that's a wow right there after that. I think maybe the confetti, the dancing, the music. And go ahead. There's one more balloon, but that's after this Lego float, Bernie. Oh, yeah. So there's a Lego float, right? And this band was entertaining. I like that they look like very wild. Fits in the Tantrums, they're called. And I don't know, I guess they're from the 80s and the 90s or something. They had great body language. And also, like, interesting hair. There's different multicolored things coming out of the Lego friend. Pom-poms. Oh, it's Goku. Oh, no, that's a balloon. Goku Dragon Ball. Jaw set cayenne blue. Cyan blue, though, Scoot. It's pronounced cyan blue. Go, Goku, go. And then we have, after that, it's Traveling Matt and Jessica Chastain. And Traveling Matt's, like, looking for directions or something. And he doesn't know where he's going. And she tries to help him, but he can't be helped. You want to take it away for a little while, Bernie? We were confused if it was green screened or not. It's very hard to tell. I think it's green screened because of Traveling Matt. Traveling Matt's doesn't look correct perspective. And then after that is the Macy's Cheer for America. We never had a cheer for Westeros, even for the land. If I returned home, Emma Broyles, Miss America 2022. But I would have a cheer for the Lannisters band, Spirit of the Lannisters marching band, and cheer for the Lannisters. Is that Bluey? Scooter, is that Bluey? That's Miss Alaska. She's Heather Broyles. Bluey's got a debut. Only one eyebrow on Bluey. One eyebrow is not fully inflated. It's 50 gallons of blue paint. I said, why don't you just use vinyl there? And then we have Ole Skin Astronaut, Stem Float, Stem Sational. Get your parts moving, they tell us. Boss Dancers and Betty Who. And it was a really good one. And the dancing's good. So great use of the stage. And there's dancers on front, and then there's waivers who don't really dance. They kind of move. They dance like Scooter would dance, which is, you say, I wouldn't call that dancing, Scooter, but I would call it you're moving. Samantha and Hoda like it. Then we have the Apple Core, but we're trying to find that here because don't have... there's Apple Core. They play I Like It. Scooter, we missed a couple floats there. Okay, there's Betty Who. Sorry, you know, this is, I'm working with Scooter. There's another band, the Kinder Float, the Apple Core. Then there's a Kinder Joy Float. Big Time Rush. They do a medley of their songs. Their float is also steaming. And there was a brother and a sister, or like two children related to each other that were made a, like, they didn't look good on camera and they got a second try. There they are. They're waving now. Then Scooter said, this is like your typical Disney song. Captain, so there's three captains of the ship. I could tell you from my time in Westeros, one, Goofy should not be captaining anything. Unless it's for my enjoyment, for laughing. But there's also Captain Minnie and Captain Mickey. And they sing a very Seize the Adventure, they're singing. And it's about cruising on a Disney ship. You want to take it, Bernie? Yeah, sure, Bernie the Butterfly here. There's lots of matching confetti there. And a double confetti thing at the end. Hoda laughs and says, wow. Then we have a frozen cauliflower dream. That can't be correct. Usual, just like with Scooter there. North Carolina marching band. Frozen California dream. So they're from Fresno, California. Oh, Clovis, and yeah, they sing California Dreamin'. Then SpongeBob and Gary come up. This Oda is really laughing at this spot here. They're doing a crossover TV special. We hear the Rudolph song mashed up with the SpongeBob song. And after that, we have the Kalahari Resort float, Catch a Wave, prolific pop artist Sean Paul. So that was great. Scooter said to make sure to talk about some of this alliteration. And Sean Paul really, like everybody, as Scooter said, it's time to start listening to some Sean Paul again. But Hoda and Samantha and the crowd get dancing. The Sea People parents, parents or parents? I think parents my age know Scooter, this one. So for people Scooter's age, they used to dance. When Scooter could dance, he was dancing to Sean Paul. And there's also a pink slide on the float because that place has the water slides. And then there's a Baby Shark holiday special, apparently. And then we get the Ziggy Marley family singing on a float. Very good performance there. And that's on the Baby Shark float. Baby Yellow Shark balloon. Then there's a baby dino eggs and a real life-size dino. 68-foot Apatosaurus. Dynamite Dino Duo, because there's a dino on its back. Then we have the SD Pride of the Dakotas. It's a very large band. They play Birdland. And then we have the Louisiana Office of Tourism. They have a Mardi Gras float. Trombone Shorty. Now, in Orleans Avenue, you've heard this song before. It's like a great song. Holy moly. That got us all up and dancing. Scooter, Mikey, and I. And then, Mike, you want to take it? Oh, yeah. So then Smokey the Bear. And his trusty shovel, only you, 125th birthday, then of Entenmann's Bake Shop, there's a mixing bowl that can make 70,000 cookies, and don't know what that says, but Dance Moves, The Get Up, Blanco Brown. Now it's 48 degrees, and Blanco Brown puts on a great show as well. Then there's a giant bowling, clean, safe, and healthy with sound effects. And we see some more Olympians. Then there's a Toys R Us, a Scooter put question mark. Joffrey is DJing. And that's because that year, 2022, they added Toys R Us into Macy's. Then Jordan Sparks. Scooter said, I remember watching Jordan Sparks on American Idol 6th season. Then we have a float for the World Cup, Fox Sports, U.S. number 22. They were playing England. And then what do we got? Holy moly, Scooter, I have no idea. Big Heart for Ronald. No Business Like Shoe Business. Also, the Hamburglar and Grimace are there. And those so something Scooter knows, but I said the Hamburglar. I don't know about Grimace. I'd like to sleep on Grimace as like a bed. Barney, why don't you take it? Okay, next up we got Sigma Gamma Rho alumni. But we're not there yet, so I'm just waiting for it to come up. I don't even know if, you know, Scooter's queuing us up here, but we'll just see it to put you to sleep anyways, right? But yeah, so we do that. Then, like, some sort of ship made of bread. Is that impossible? And then a classic dancing bread planes. That's all coming up here. We'll do a, you know, Snoopy's in space, 43 years in the parade. And Snoopy went, okay, so there's Sigma Gamma Rho, Centennial Steppas, just got greater. So that's a great performance. Oh, the Wonder Ship. Yeah, so it is a ship made of bread. It's not made of bread, though, Scooter. Scooter was trying to be funny. It is, it's a, you know, paid for by bread. And there's kids that are heroes or something. And Cam sings, classic Cam in a beret. And Cam does a great show there. And, oh, the dancing planes are very cute. That's what Scooter wanted me to note there. It is. You're right, Scooter. They are cute. Then we got Snoopy after that. And the Peanuts float. Woodstock, Linus, Lucy, and Charlie Brown. And then from a population of 10,209 is The Angels of Kentucky is a song. And it's a Bourbon County High School from Paris, Kentucky. Very nice performance there. Then Smurfs up, everybody, because Papa Smurf, we see Flavor Flav again. Scooter, after Flavor Flav's name, Scooter put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 exclamation points. Then he put Bucks fan, question, because he has on a Milwaukee, a green Milwaukee jacket. So I don't understand it. And then we have Papa Smurf. Oh, Smurf's up, kicking his heels up. Then Peacock, back end canoe. Oh boy, this part is awesome. Oh, you know, it also has a Warner Brothers thing on there, on Flavor Flav's jacket there. Oh, but this part, I guess this show is pitch perfect, the Germany edition. You got to see this. I'll tell you what time it's at because this is like, oh boy, it's around 2 hours and 25 minutes. Adam Devine, I don't know everybody, but I know who Adam Devine is from other shows. But it's all three performers are doing a great job. Take On Me and 99 Lufthansa Balloons or whatever. It's really good. Then we have Bananas. Oh, and we have, who's that? Go ahead. That's Stuart Dominion. Yes, that's Stuart Dominion. Bananas Going Wild. And then we have the something Indiana band playing Winter Wonderland, which is very nice. Indiana Carmel High School band playing Winter Wonderland. And a very large band at that. And then after that is Jimmy Fallon and the Roots on the Central Park. Now, this float had ice skaters dancing. Two pairs of ice skaters dancing with umbrellas. Very impressive. Very impressive ice skating. A pumpkin sweater. A Santa pumpkin sweater. Hoda shouts him out. Then Dolly the Doll. Dolly the Doll, Scooter. Laugh Year. Off Universal. Okay, so we have a, this is Dolly the Doll. Yeah, it's a balloon from Universal Orlando. And I don't know what the other notes mean, but there's Jessica Chastain. She's using Matt's thing. She's at the Spirit of America float. Matt is upside down. He's discovered the spirit, and then the Fraggles start celebrating for their night of lights. They're going to have their own Fraggle Rock parade. Oh, and there's a Dozer Claus. I like that Dozer Claus. Then we wanted to point out a promo for Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, which Antonio Banderas is on. That's a friend of the show. Then Best Ride. Is this it? Is this the finale, Scooter? He's not. No, there's one more teaser. So, Bernie, you want to take it from here? Yeah, I'll take it from here. Let me line it up here. Never knew we'd be scrubbing. Like, there's Hoda and Samantha twerking and using the mics. And then we have, what's this, clip-clop or something? Sprinkles? It's a pop balloon, pop puppet, introduced last year for the Macy's Parade. So 2 years ago for Sleep With Me. It What's its name, though? Proudly Prancing Tiptoe. Oh, there's a lot of Mariah Carey hype before that. That's what they're talking about. But new last year. So 2 years ago for Sleep With Me is Tiptoe. We remember there was a lot of pressure for the Tiptoe. Looks really good. Then we get Joss Stone. Now, I just saw this. Joss Stone and the two other singers had to hold on to each other because the float started moving suddenly. Overcome Your Fears. This is still with Tiptoe. Dream and Fly. Very cool. Okay, so then we get a 3D calendar Hallmark thing for this show. Joss Stone, What Christmas Means to Me. They had Old Fashioned mics, the three singers, and this great, what are those, toy troops or something. Toy dolls dancing in blue. Then we have a band, I think, that has to run into place very fast. Let's see what we got. Some sort of medley, it says. There's Hoda and Samantha. You want to take it? Because there's not that much time left there. Oh, okay, you'll take the finish. Okay, so we get the Spirit of America Macy's band. They start playing. Then we have the Elves on the Shelves. After that, Elf Pets. There was some really good waivers on this float. Really good waving on the Elves on the Shelf floats. And we get to probably, I hate to say best performance. There's a lot of good musical performances in here. But this one was no lip syncing. Kirk Franklin, who has 16 Grammys. This is after the Elf Pets float may be speeding. I'm watching it go by. Kirk Franklin is on the Lifetime float, 28 new movies every year. They should option some Sleep With Me ones. They have the float. Kirk holds on until the float. So good direction, whoever was producing. But no lip syncing. I mean, there probably was, but Kirk, you could tell. And there's tons of dancing, tons of performing, great stuff. And that's it for me. So, Mikey, you could take us home. Okay, well, this is an honor. Usually I have to split this with Ray and the Gregor. But this year we thought we'd do it a little bit differently. And so we get the first up is the Spirit of America dancers. They're dressed like reindeer. And there's a lot of dancers. They're decking the halls. Oh, no, that's the Balsam Hill float, which is next. Deck the halls with them. And we get, there's a life-size Christmas tree. Is that it? No, there's two. So this, I think, this one is another great performance, even though Bernie had his favorite. This was one of my favorites, which is a Gloria Estefan and Emily and Sasha. I'm not positive on the names, but Sasha and Emily. Scoot had it right. So holy cow. It was a daughter and nephew of Gloria Estefan. And really fun. Everyone singing, good singing. Audience is into it. A nice 70s feel for that one, Scooter said. And next up is right where Scooter will be, you know, every once or twice a year, Tarpon Springs, not far from Tarpon Springs. They have to run. They do 1940s. They're in a 1940s style, most wonderful time of the year. They're kind of rushed, which is, you know, too bad because they're dressed up in everything. Then we have Pikachu in a sled, a bobsled with Eevee, and they look very happy. I would like to be in that sled without Sapounce because I wouldn't want to pop it. Then we have the Macy's chorus singing. Human life-size tree, which just means stacked levels. And then they say, next up is the pop superstar, the Christmas princess. But this was a great show of how they finished the parade, which was new. And they said it would be the greatest end of the parade they've ever done. And I would say that is definitely the most intentional end of a parade that I've ever seen. So it has Mariah Carey singing All I Want for Christmas Is You. There's people dancing. Mariah's on a star. She also has like this huge, huge, what do you call that, dress and a parasol. And then Santa is right there. I just saw Jeff Gennett too, CEO of Macy's. And he has a good seat, I guess. That's what it gets you. But yeah, so we got the dancing, the singing. And I know Scooter likes the song, Thank You, Mariah, but it's just because it's a good song. It's not meant to, oh, there's two kids that just popped out of boxes. Seems like something Mother would do. I think she did that once and had someone appear at one of my birthdays out of a box. My fictional mother, of course. But so Santa Claus with elves, but Mrs. Claus in a separate house is there. And it just seems like the energy is very good. So sometimes the thing with this parade is that, especially Scooter and I, and Bernie and whoever else, we get really worn down. But this one ended it with very high energy instead of petering out. So I think it was good. Because Mariah and the dancers, now we go to Santa and everybody's dancing to Mariah. So everybody else is on high energy. Mrs. Claus did not look. Mariah waves at Santa twice, eye contact. Mrs. Claus does not seem to be pleased about the situation, but she's very gregarious anyway. And the parade comes to a close. We hope, however, we're thankful for all of you listening and for us to be able to do episodes like this and put you to sleep. Thanks for listening and good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently, signed up to support the show directly. Olivia, Rachel, and Tex, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Petra, Miguel, and Christelle, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Nikki, Ben, and Romina, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kristen, Michelle, and Amy, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jen, Libby, and Carla, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Julie, Emma, and Shiv, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Ken and Maxwell and Elizabeth, thank you, thanks, and good night. Robin, Justin, Leslie, thanks, and good night. Thanks for everybody who supports the show directly or supports the sponsors. It's a huge way to help the show, and that's there when you need it. And thanks everybody who spreads the word as a part of our referral program. Gets rewarded for spreading the word and letting people know about the podcast. Really appreciate that. And couldn't do it out without all you. And we've got 600 episodes in the archives. Thanks to Tokyo and sponsors or whatever Scoots is asking for here. Thanks and good night. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.